It'll be okay to move on to number 11 now?
Yeah, let's do 11. Good. Thank you.
So number 11 would be the deer hunting seasons. As mentioned here, and that Muscle Health will also have a recommendation here for the application for license. The actual recommended rule changes for the application for license in reference to deer is extremely minor. It's a cleanup. The first one is to modify 4106-0107. As we've done with many seasons, and the commission knows, we'll get to this, the next action item is to remove license type specifications from administrative rules. So for example, previously administrative rule would have said an any deer type license or an antlerless only type license. If we remove that and we say just a single tag type license, then the commission can use administrative action, which is a little bit more seamless,
efficient process.
They're just picking it up with some of the landowner-owned land type licenses. No intention whatsoever with those landowner-owned land licenses to change the tag type, but just, again, not specify that in rule. In the subsequent action item, you'll see on the table, specify that via administrative action. The second change from last year, 4106-0113, this was an oversight when we, the commission voted to update and revise the deer action plan last year. There was a change to where the two free antlerless whitetail licenses were available for landowners. Previously, they were in units, East River and West River deer, that had double doe tags, so a single license with two doe tags on it. In the plan, because we wanted to match that unit up, archery and the antlerless muzzleloader unit changed from multiple to single. So there was just an oversight last year on not striking the word multiple tags. So now we'll have much more consistent agreement between muzzleloader antlerless unit, archery antlerless unit, and the landowner free antlerless unit. And very easy to turn off all of those seasons simply by in that unit having zero antlerless licenses for the West River or East River deer season in that unit. So won't get into any more details as far as the specifics of the rule changes, since it is just a cleanup, but at this point can take any questions on the application. And the second item will be more specific to what I'll call a functional change recommendation to deer hunting season.
Any questions on the item before us now? Seeing no questions on that item. Do you want to move forward with the adoption on this, or do you want to go over the next one?
Yeah, so this one, if the commission agrees, we'd recommend that you move this forward into a proposal. And the next one, being as though it's administrative action, nothing needs to be done. It's more of an informational item. Public will comment on it, and then April administrative action.
Very good. With that, we do need a motion and a second.
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Commissioner Teal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartlett. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? So it is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. All right, so as I alluded to, administrative action is the next one. This is specific to deer hunting season license types. There are two recommended changes here. I've touched on a little bit with the archery any buck. And then there's also a recommended change to reduce licenses, specifically in Region 3, which is southeastern South Dakota. Last year was the two-year cycle for recommendations for deer. We did recommend, and the commission moved forward with finalizing a lot of changes to reduce antlerless harvest. This is mainly in response to almost across most of the mule deer range, we're significantly below what our objective is. So to try to limit antlerless harvest for mule deer almost to zero. And then especially in southeastern South Dakota, we've seen some poor fawn recruitment, but really what's going on there is hemorrhagic disease for a couple of years, a lot of mortality in the southeastern, especially the counties along the Missouri River. Reports of very low numbers and now going up the Jim River, and we're even getting into almost northeastern South Dakota, where we had some reports last year. Byron Buckley gave a couple presentations on this, I think in December and January. So in response to those low deer numbers, we wanted to make a recommendation last year to switch archery to buck only. Again, because we ran that non-resident draw, could not do that. So here we are Kind of in a year where we're not going through all the deer seasons, but would like to make a recommendation for administrative action next month to change all three, which previously were any deer licenses for archery that's the statewide, or someone can get an East River and a West River archery license. They were any deer, switch those to buck only. So no archer can kill a doe or an antlerless deer on that license type. In counties, we do want to reduce deer populations and we have doe licenses. There they can get an antlerless specific license for whitetail deer for archery. And then just to coincide with the archery recommendation, would also recommend that muzzleloader be buck only. That's another statewide tag, limited to 1,000 licenses. So those two would be buck only. Again, no action would need to be taken here. But if we go to the next page, these are license change recommendations. We were seeing some fairly low success rates. We expected relatively low success rates. There we go. So these tables get really busy. They're comprehensive. They cover all units for East River deer. I'll try to focus in on where the changes are occurring. But again, southeastern South Dakota, expected low success rates. Most of these units had buck-only hunting. There weren't any antlerless specifics. Yeah, the big table, that's landscape. So this shows all the licenses by license type. You'll see there's only licenses in type 01, 02, 11, and 13. So type 01 is your any deer. Type 02 is your any buck deer. 11 is any whitetail. And 13 is antlerless whitetail. So most of the counties are limited to just either buck only or any deer or any whitetail. And the next table will really show where we can see the recommended changes. So what the column number 1, 2, 3, 6 shows the percent change. So you can go down column 6. I think some of the cropping cut off maybe the header on this. Is that can you guys see the top?
Yep.
Okay, good. So it shows the percent change. So you can just go down that column and see, for example, 01A is Minnehaha County. The 2025 resident licenses was 400. The recommendation for this season would be 300. Reduction in 100 any deer licenses and 25% change. So the total of that would be a reduction of 700 licenses, mostly in 12 hunting units in southeastern South Dakota. The vast majority of those are either any deer or any buck deer licenses, and some of them are also any whitetail deer. So it's not really going to change how many does are harvested, but it will affect how many bucks are harvested. More of a social issue here of trying to get success rates back up. So can certainly take any questions on the deer license and license type recommendation, but no action would be needed, and we'd solicit this for public comment and obviously make any changes if the commission so desires.
Any questions from the commission?
One quick one. Do you have the youth numbers? I was going to ask you that ahead of time. You don't have them with you, but do you? The success rate and...
I don't have them
here.
Commissioner Kauf, through the chair.
Yes,
I don't have them at my fingertips. I will say, and I'm very happy you brought this up, we've been very closely looking at that. Probably the next two things where we have antlerless harvest are going to be youth mentor apprentice license types and then landowner owned license types. And that the plan is to form an internal committee, do a lot of discussions over the next 6 to 12 months, and then come back to the commission next year to kind of almost look at, are there any more comprehensive changes?
As of right now, you don't feel that's a huge number enough to worry about, or you would have it in here, I would assume. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, there's certainly antlerless deer harvest in southeastern South Dakota and some of these units from youth, but it's pretty low. We do believe that when conditions are good, populations will grow. If we get hemorrhagic disease again, certainly the population may not, but next year we'd certainly consider if that remains high or if this changed archery or any of the other changes increase youth harvest, that might be a consideration.
I mean, that's the last place we want to look, but I'm glad you're being proactive, because we talk about it next year at least. I can't believe it's significant right now, but I get asked that question quite a bit. So.
Yes, Secretary.
So one thing to remember here is we are in an off year for deer recommendations, and that is why, you know, Andrew's indicating that we'd like to have some time to really vet this concept of removing youth harvest, you know, in certain places of the state, in certain data analysis units and certain harvest units themselves. But that is the last thing we could shut off when it comes to antlerless harvest. You are correct, Commissioner. The thing I would say, I don't have the numbers on my head either, but I want to say between 2,000 and 3,000 does statewide, somewhere in that ballpark. Andrew, is that what's ringing a bell to you?
Madam Chair, sorry, Secretary. I didn't print that table at all.
I'll tell you what, we'll come back after, let's say, the public hearing, open forum. We'll have those numbers. They're readily available. But that is something we would like a little more time to vet and work through. And this, again, is an off year for deer recommendations. However, we feel like it is necessary to make these changes now because there have been some, I would say, substantial reductions in harvest success that definitely catch our attention. That's why you see what you see in front of you here today.
One last thing.
Yes, please.
Yep, one last thing. Obviously, what we really want to see is the area of the, is whatever region is those 13 counties. The statewide would skew that, but I think those 13 counties would be important. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks.
Very good. Any other questions? Commissioner Teal.
Commissioner Teal, I remember last year, and I know that's not in this table, we took dramatic action on cutting tags to lead to these numbers. So I kind of just wanted to make sure that was mentioned because I think some people might think of last year and what they saw in the field, cutting 700 tags maybe isn't sufficient. But they've already been cut. So I just kind of wanted to say that out loud more than anything.
Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
It's an excellent point, Commissioner. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of deer tags that cut last year. And that is reflected in this allocation with an additional, in this case, 700 additional reduction. So thank you.
Any other comments or questions from the commission? Seeing none, very good. And I know we're not taking action on this particular item.